American singer-songwriter Sunny Ezell has been getting rave reviews for her debut album Take It With Me. She's now bringing her sound to the UK, supporting singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson on his UK tour this May. Sunny is a Brooklyn girl from New York, but she's got a big Yorkshire connection. She's married to our own Hollywood royalty and stage star, Star Trek legend himself, Sir Patrick Stewart, no less, who is also in Sheffield at the Lyceum this summer in Pinterplay No Man's Land, with his X-Men co-star, Sir Ian McKellen, who actually officiated over their wedding. He married Sunny and Patrick 3 years ago. More on that later. My name is Graham Walker, and I'm thrilled to be chatting to Sunny today about her own forthcoming UK appearances. So first up, Sunny, welcome to the UK. And for those who haven't yet seen or heard you, what can people expect?
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be headed your way. Particularly this concert that we're going to be doing, this tour in May is going to be really, I'm so excited for it. Teddy Thompson and Kelly Jones have themselves made a beautiful record, and I'm touring in support of that and my own record, and we're going to be sharing a band. So I will play the opening slot with my band, and then leave the stage, and Teddy and Kelly will come on, and it'll be kind of this seamless night of music.
We're going to host your music video, Get Gone, from your debut album, Take It With Me. That will be on our website, so where people can listen for themselves. But I can tell people, having already heard it, that you've got an amazing voice, and you deliver a fantastic blend of, well, what can I say? It's jazz, blues, American roots. There's a lot of soul going on there, and a bit of country. Who are you influenced by?
Well, from an early age, I studied classical music. Vocally and on the violin. So I really got a good foundation of training. But my parents also had a really wonderful collection of vinyl records. And at about 10 or 11, I kind of started dipping into that. And, you know, everything from Fleetwood Mac to Lou Rawls to Buffy St. Marie, you know, lots of classic American rock and folk rock and all of that. As I got older, I discovered jazz and blues and soul music, and I've done a little bit of everything. I was in college, I was in a big Latin band, and I think at this point in my life, having tried a bunch of different hats on, I've finally settled into the thing that feels right to me, and I think I do pretty well.
Well, you know what, you tend to kind of raid the vaults of some of the great American songbooks, people like Leon Russell, Randy Newman, T-Bone Burnett. But, you know, when I'm listening to you, it does seem to be you've got your own unique style of delivery. Do you not know what to pigeonhole yourself into anything like soul or blues or jazz? Is it a wider spectrum than that?
You know, this is one of those things as a musician, it's sometimes so hard to talk about yourself and know exactly what it is that you do. There's an American jazz singer named Cassandra Wilson, and I'm very much inspired by her in that she will take a bunch of really well-written songs from a whole diverse background of performers and make a record, and the thing that unifies all of these kind of disparate elements is her voice and the quality of her band and the arrangements. And so I think as a singer I'm a strong singer with a good foundation of training, and I like to just deliver things as honestly as possible.
Well, I mentioned that on your debut album, Take It With Me, which I think was released last summer, I believe Teddy, who you're supporting on tour, features on the single, I Can't Help It If I'm Still In Love With You.
Yes.
What's Teddy like to work with?
Wonderful. The man could sing a phone book and I'd listen. Do people still have phone books over here in the UK?
But do you know what? I'm not even sure what my own phone number is these days.
I know. regardless, okay, what else could he sing? He could sing a dictionary.
Yeah, we get what you mean. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's wonderful to work with. His pitch, his sense of phrasing, he's a very natural singer. It was an absolute delight to work with him.
If he could actually duet with anyone, whether they're now dead or alive, who would it be and why, Sonny?
Just right off the cuff, I would say Al Green. I love the texture of his voice, and I feel like we would be kind of at the opposite ends of the tonal spectrum, and it would be, if I could keep up with him, I'd be thrilled.
You mentioned that your folks had obviously got a great vinyl collection, but were they a musical family, and when did you start with music? When did you get into it?
My parents themselves are not musicians, but my mother took music education very seriously, and I started playing the violin in earnest, taking weekly lessons at the age of 4. And it was a method called Suzuki, which really focused on ear training and pitch, as opposed to actually reading music. So I got a very rigorous ear training education from a tiny, tiny little age. I still have my first violin, and it is minuscule. It's the tiniest, most adorable little thing. And then I started vocal training at, I guess I was 10 or 11, and that was also classical vocal training. And I studied classically until I was about 19, and I just got sick of studying opera as much as anything, because I don't really have an operatic voice and was never moved by the music necessarily. But again, I wouldn't give up the training for anything.
Well, when did you actually realize that this was it? You wanted to be a musician and nothing else?
Oh, probably 12 or 13.
Wow, that young?
Pretty early on.
Yeah. What advice would you give to anyone else that's starting out now?
Oh, goodness. Do it for the love and nothing else, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no guarantees?
No, that's that too.
Yeah.
But I suppose there's no guarantees in anything, really.
No, but to enjoy and love what you do, yeah?
Absolutely.
Now, I mentioned at the start that you're from the US, but we've already adopted you as a Yorkshire lass. That's because you've married to one of our favourite sons, of course. That's a great film star, TV star, Patrick Stewart. He was born, I think, in Murfield, which is less than an hour away from where we are, you know, which is really in our backyard. Is this the first time that you'll have been over to Yorkshire and seen it, or have you been here before? What are you looking forward to exploring?
I have been to... Okay, listen, here's my attempt at a Yorkshire accent.
Go on.
I've been to Spudisfield. How is that?
That's brilliant. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that's not bad, right?
No, it's spot on, yeah.
Everybody says, that's a right copa. dreadful. I've been to Huddersfield. I've been to Murfield. Yeah. I've been up to Hebden. I've been to York. But it's a beautiful countryside, and I'm really looking forward to coming and seeing more of it.
Well, has Sir Patrick told you about Meadowall, the shopping mall near Sheffield?
No.
That's where you need to be going.
What's going on there?
Well, it's a huge shopping mall. You'll spend the day there. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm more inclined towards old churches and, dusty museums and things.
Well, we've got lots of that as well. You actually have a ball. Are you going to get any spare time when you're up here? Are you going to be able to explore any of the countryside?
If I do, I certainly will. I'm not, it's this wonderful thing of hopping in a van with a merry group of other musicians and just kind of doing as you're told. It's we have a tour manager, and I just show up where I'm told to show up, and it's kind of nice putting your schedule into someone else's hands.
Will Sir Patrick be joining you, or is your worlds very much apart because of work?
Oh, it's such a shame. He is going to be in the States filming another movie and unable to come over, and it kind of breaks his heart, actually. I'm going to see all of these places in his home country that he's wanted to take me to Bath, he's wanted me to see Milton Keynes, he's wanted me to see Sheffield, and now I'm going to see them without him, but he'll be there in spirit.
Well, he's. I'll just remind everybody, I'll give him a plug as well, he's actually over here with Sir Ian McKellen, they're doing the Harold Pinter play, No Man's Land, and that's at Sheffield Lyceum from August the 3rd to the 13th. So will you be coming back to Sheffield with him when he's there?
Definitely. When he and Ian toured the Gatto production, oh gosh, back in 2009, I think it was, I tagged along for some of that, and it was really good fun.
I've got to ask you, how did you meet Sir Patrick? And more importantly, how did Sir Ian McKellen end up marrying you two?
Well, we met actually in Brooklyn. Patrick was finishing up a Brooklyn run of the Scottish play, and he and I met, and the rest is kind of history. And then Ian, you know, Patrick and Ian did the Gatto production, which was really quite a big chunk of time, and I just fell in love with Ian. He's such a beautiful human being, and when we decided to marry after dating for quite a long time, I realized that Ian was really the only person to marry us. And he agreed, and I got him ordained as a universal life minister, making sure, of course, that an atheist could be a minister. And he did a beautiful job at the ceremony. It was really very special.
Oh, that's so romantic. That's absolutely fantastic. And I bet he had a cracking job of it as well, didn't he?
Oh, there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Yeah. And I have to ask about Sir Patrick. A real knight in shining armour? How romantic is he?
How romantic is he? Very romantic.
Well, he's a Yorkshireman. He's bound to be.
Lovely man.
I think it must open some amazing doors for you. And I think you're allowed the courtesy title of Lady Stewart.
Do you use it? Any idea how much my parents make fun of me for being a lady? They think it is just hilarious.
Do you actually use it? Does it come in handy?
You know, I never do. I never feel... He's very modest about using the sir thing. So, and I just kind of inherited it by marriage. So more than anything, it's just kind of a funny little thing that we call each other from time to time. Well, he calls me his ladyship, which is just hilarious.
Well, listen, if you ever get tired of Sunny Azell, you could always become not Lady Gaga, but you could become Lady Stewart.
Yes, indeed, I could.
And just a final point. I'm just wondering what next, Sonny? What's on the horizon? I hear that you've already started work on a follow-up album. What are your plans?
More of the same. Working with the same group of musicians who are really like family to me, and who all just have so many wonderful ideas in their talented heads. And, see where that takes us. I'm just thrilled to get to tag along with Teddy and Kelly to all of these beautiful venues. We're doing a string of dates in just really beautiful spaces, and I couldn't be happier about it.
I suppose you'd like to come over and do your own headline tour as well. Would that be something that you'd like to do soon?
Absolutely, and that's kind of the thought of opening for Teddy is to give me the opportunity to introduce myself to all of these different towns and marketplaces, and hopefully they'll want me back.
Well, do you know what? We've not even heard you in concert yet, but you're an absolute delight to talk to. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you as well, Chris.
And I just want to remind everybody that you're going to be at the Sheffield City Hall, and there'll be full details on our websites, and we'll have all the details of the rest of your tour as well, Sonny. So, yeah, thank you for your time. And
likewise.
We'll look forward to seeing you here in Sheffield.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.